The Term Day. All nature wore her gayest garb o' green. The fields looked fresh and gay with kindly showers. The landscape through the mist was dimly seen. The draps hung glittering on the bells of flowers. The eastern sky seemed deeply tinged with red. At length Sol's flaming coursers upward spring. His rays beam faintly on the mountain's head, and scantling mildly, gild the lavrock's wings, as poised in air, his morning notes he sings.
The hinds and cotters now had left their beds, already o'er the countries in a steer. The day is come that they maun shift their sheds, again the hand o' time's rowed round the year. The drowsy wains, torn frae their repose, amid the uproar, wondering, lift their een. Blessed with the peace that innocence bestows, they little care whate'er the stir may mean, as yet but strangers to life's bustling scene.
The thrifty housewife packs her brittle ware. The stools and forms are all turned out of doors. They in an instant make the cottage bare and rob poor bodrons o' our favourite boars. To clad the wains they toiled, they tugged and wrought. The goodwife gies her dusty board a clean. Then ben the hoose the drivers o'er brought, and placed her round to try her hamely cheer. Make free, she says, this comes but yence a year.
A gleam of gladness sparkles in their eyes. A day has come that they can a' ca' their own. Before a day like this to them arise, a tedious year must o'er their heads be flown. O freedom, charmer of the human heart, that breast is cold that doth not feel thy power. Though oft the poor are forced with thee to part, thy visit's sweet, though only for an hour, to them who are forced neath lordly pride to cower.
Now all in motion is the lowly band. The loaded teams move slowly out the way. Some of the wains, led in their mother's hand, halt on the spots where they'd been used to play. In little time they are wearing out of sight. The weel-kenned haunts begin to disappear. The tenty sire looks aft, if all be right, while Hockey, routing, fetches up the rear. She's o' their stock, o' either goods or gear.
On ilka hand the lengthening rows appear, of horses, carts and kye a blended throng. Their mixed din breaks harshly on the ear, our moor and dale the noisy clamour rang. Athwart the country different airts they steer, yet o'er their shiftings seldom for the best. Strong hope still bears them up frae year to year, and cheers their hearts when sair wi' hardships pressed. Though oft she cheats them, still she is caressed.
What odds o'er travellers on the road of life? Some clogged with fetters, others wear a crown. Some wad their weary way mang toil and strife, while some are born, say daft, on beds o' down. Oh, never view them with your proud disdain, ye sons of affluence, say fully fed. Let pity's eye look softly on their pain, who are doomed to labour for their scanty bread, and for a wee bit shed to hide their head.
Spurn back mean flattery, list to truth at length. They're to their country no less dear than you. They are the nerves that constitute her strength. Ye're but the feathers waving on her brow. And if that hapless day should ever dawn that shows a hostile army on her shore, she'll look to them to take her by the hand and pay her ransom with a tide o' gore on death's red field where thundering cannons roar.
How sad these lands where mankind cannot make a change of masters and a change of toil, but by a despot's chain as to a stake the hapless peasants tethered to the soil. They have a tyrant's haughty frown to fear, while in their grief-torn breasts joy finds no room. They see the end of each revolving year without one ray of hope to fill the gloom. In vain to them doth nature richly bloom.